But before we close, just one more classification. Just one more. You'll have noticed that there are three points of transition. There's the point where the action process of the past is succeeded by the result process of the present. Then there's the point where the result process of the present, that is the present life, is succeeded by the action process of the present. And then there's the point where the action process of the present is succeeded by the result process of the future. And all these three points are very, very, very important. The first and the third represent the point of transition from one life to the next, from the past life to the present, and from the present life to the future. The second point, however, represents the point of transition from the cyclical type of conditionality to the spiral type. That's why it's so important. It represents the point at which the wheel of life ceases to revolve, or from which it at least starts slowing down. How is this? You'll remember that the last link of the result process of the present life is sensation or feeling. Pleasant, painful, or neutral. Nothing wrong with feeling. Nothing wrong with sensation. But what happens? We react to the feeling, react to the sensation. We respond to the pleasant feeling with thirst or craving. We respond to the unpleasant feeling with aversion. And we respond to the neutral feeling with indifference. In other words, we set up volitions. We create fresh karma. And it's karma which binds us again to the wheel of life. So what we have to learn to do is to experience feeling, sensation, in the broadest sense, without allowing it to give rise to thirst or craving. And this is why mindfulness, awareness, recollection is so important in Buddhism. Mindfulness or awareness, that is to say, of experience, of what we're actually experiencing in the way of sensation and feeling, without volitional reaction, that is to say, unskillful volitional reaction. Mindfulness helps us to replace thirst or craving by faith, the first of the 12 links representing the spiral type of conditionality. Faith, we may say, is the positive counterpart of craving. We'll be going a bit further into that this afternoon. Meanwhile, before we go on to our session of questions and answers, we should have a little time left. Let me just remind you of the ground that we've covered this morning. We've seen that Buddhism is a communication from the enlightened to the unenlightened mind. And we've seen that this communication has the practical purpose of helping the unenlightened to transform themselves to become enlightened. Conceptually speaking, communication takes the form, the Buddha's communication to the unenlightened takes the form of the teaching of conditionality. And this has two forms, the cyclical and the spiral. The spiritual life, the following of the path, is based on the second of these, the spiral type of conditionality. And therefore we need to make the transition from the one to the other. And we do this when feeling is succeeded, not by craving or aversion, but by faith. Faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha.